This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You say that this position is unnecessary. It's always subjective because some people may say, no, we do need this. But Elon Musk being in charge, he is saving the country billions of dollars by halting, pausing, stopping hiring for what he regards as unnecessary positions.
It needed to be disruptive. It needed to save money. And anytime you save money, you're going to be disruptive. Something is going to give. On the flip side, I think it's been destructive and it's been instructive, of course, learning all these things. But it's been helpful because it's actually saved the per taxpayer. It's saved right now $714.29. So they've saved $115 billion in saving. Not all good, not all bad.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studio at The Avenue, here's Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, right here at 620 WTMJ and 101.7 The Truth. Hey, Denise.
Hey,
what's
Dr.
going
Ken?
On, Denise?
Everything. How are you?
I know. I'm good. It's like, should we break the breaking news?
There's so much to break, but please kick us off. Yes, we shall.
Tiger Woods is in love.
You see, Dr. Ken, first of all, when you shared that with me prior to the show, I was like, who's Vanessa Trump? Because right. I assumed that every Trump son, Eric, Donald, except Barron, because obviously he's still younger.
He's 18, though. He can get hitched.
He can. I didn't think any of them were not married. So when you said that he was divorced since 2018, I was like, well, yep. Donald Trump Jr. has been right. divorced since 20. I was like, really? I didn't know that.
Right. Her name is Vanessa K. Trump, the former wife of Donald Trump Jr. They were married from 2005 to 2018, and they are now. She is now lovey-dovey. Here's the weird thing. Vanessa and Don Jr. have 5 children together. 5.
Wow. Well, and Tiger Woods has, what, 2?
Yep.
2 children?
Yep. Between them, they got 7 kids.
Ooh.
They got a basketball squad. They almost had a
One's last name is Trump. One's last name is Trump. The other one's last name is Woods. I think they'll be okay when it comes to the children.
Well, I think first thing she should do is change her name. I think she might. Well,
she's not
going to
do that.
Depends on who's in the White House, right? You might get some mileage out of Woods. You might get some mileage.
She will never. She will never forfeit or relinquish her last name of Trump. It's just too much power.
I would. Most. She wouldn't be my wife.
Yeah, most women.
Yeah.
That have built a brand based or further elevated their existing brand based on their husband's or former husband's last name. It's kind of like that scene in What's Love Got to Do with It? When Tina Turner and Ike Turner were in the courthouse and
right.
she was like, I don't want anything from him, but I'm keeping my name. I've worked too hard. You know, Ike Turner, she can't, it. Shut up. Let her have the last name.
So does that mean I'm trying to equate the person in the relationship as brand manager? Like who would be the brand manager of that marriage? Would it be the divorce attorney? Would it be like the wedding coordinator? I don't know.
Well, technically, Dr. Ken, it's your last name, especially when there's children involved.
Right.
Typically, it's not even a question. It's not even a debate on whether or not the wife keeps the last name, especially when there is, you know, when there are children involved. But to have the last name Trump, especially in the year 2025, I'm keeping that.
Hey, Harris is a great name,
no question.
But you can't keep it. We divorce. You got to give me my name back.
You don't have that right, Dr. Kim.
Yes, I do. I'm putting a prenup.
No, you do not.
Put in the prenup. If you have a right, if you have a right to,
if you're a smart woman, you're not signing that part of this prenup. Why can't she keep the name? Y'all got kids together.
If you're smart enough not to change your name unless you want to when you get married, because there's no law that says you have to, you can go the other way too. It's just me. Listen to me. I'm sitting.
Dr. Ken, you are going to fight a battle that you will lose, because there's probably, unless you have a pre-existing relationship, which would make that a conflict of interest, there's no judge that is going to say, yes, Dr. Ken, I will grant you your wish to have your name back, and she will be the name that she will be identified as a name before her maiden name. There's no judge that's going to do that, especially if there's kids involved. I
doubt
that.
No. Okay. You don't have to change the kid's name, but you got to give it up. You want some money?
Dr. Ken,
got to give up the name.
I really need you to wake up. That's not happening.
That's a nice assumption. But I want my name.
Well, I tell you what.
I want my name.
Give me three high profile. I tell you what. Give me any divorce where a woman who was married to I was going to say high profile or notable public figure.
Right.
But let's just. That lost the battle of keeping their married name. I'll wait.
I don't have to have an example of something not to like it. Like, I wouldn't. That's just me.
Oh,
so whether or not somebody did it,
I'm sorry.
I don't think a judge. I don't know if it's ever come up. I don't know if it's ever come up in a court of law, because I don't know any cases like that. I'm just saying.
I didn't think this was about whether you like it or not. The reality.
Well, that's exactly. Yeah. Well, there is no reality, because we don't know of any court cases that have. That I've said,
there are none.
They got to keep it. No, you can't. You ain't. You sitting here drinking your coffee. Y'all don't even know. Not okay. You don't even. Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose I can't speak.
As I've said before, I did not see OJ kill Nicole Brown Simpson or Ron Goldman, but I'm 99.9% sure he did. And I didn't have to be there.
Okay.
To see it, to know with maybe minus 1% of confidence that he did it.
Right. I'm not touching that, because in a court of law, by the rule of law, he was found not guilty. I'm done. I ain't going to drop my cup of coffee. So
ain't no dropping. I did what you did.
Based on what I
believe in.
But I don't know why she kept his name. That's just weird.
Who?
Nicole.
He what did beat I just me? Tell you?
He slapped me around.
But
I'm giving a name.
Regardless, it was leverage. Because nobody cared about her new... Maybe this is like a gender thing, because I don't understand why you're not understanding the significance of when you were a 16-year-old waitress.
Why you got to put it like that?
And then stop me when I'm lying.
Why you got to put
it like
that?
When you're a 16-year-old waitress and a notable, like at the time, the most highly adored, respected, admired, you know, football player.
Wow.
In the NFL.
Wow.
Ask you out and then ultimately court you and marries you. Come on now. What are we talking about? Come on.
Okay.
Juanita Jordan, Vanessa Bryant. Brenda Ritchie, I can keep going on and on. All kept their last names. Well, when I say Vanessa Bryant, because she filed for a divorce twice, but obviously it didn't
stick.
Didn't stick. But I'm just saying, like, what are we talking about? Ladies are not going to give up for a variety of reasons when they are married to someone who is powerful and influential.
Wow.
I still got to eat. I will say this, and this is not a feeling.
Yes, ma'am.
Compared to the majority of cases, divorce cases, most of the women, and I'm going to put it in the 90 percentile range, that are married to highly notable, powerful, influential people, or have children or a child with this person, they're keeping the last name.
Mm. Okay.
I'm not saying that but for the most part, because now I'll give you an example to support your preferences. I was married. I got divorced. And you better believe. This sounds so terrible, but this is the truth unfiltered. You better believe. I was like, I need my name back. Denise Thomas. Yeah, I need that name back. I don't want the other name. You can have that. Best wishes to you.
And your kids have his name?
My kids are my kids. My kids were not his kids, or okay. are not his
okay.
kids.
Okay.
So it made it even easier for me.
Wow. I was like, yeah, you didn't even need a so knife.
See?
She didn't even need a knife.
Yeah.
She just.
I was like, I need, which is why for me, divorce is so exhausting, because when you are a woman that is trying to get your maiden name or your you know, original name back, social security card, driver's license, credit card. I mean, because you're literally getting a new identity when you change your name back to. So it was a pain. That's why I was like, yeah, marriage, probably not going to happen again for me.
Because you had to change your name?
Well, if I do get married.
You just not change your
both.
Name.
Is that is No, that... change it back. But if I get married again, definitely, yes. definitely keeping my name.
Okay.
He does not have to worry about that.
Because yeah. you telegraphed that like from yesterday.
Well, I'm a brand too. I consider myself a brand. I mean, that would be so much rebranding.
Back to that
I don't
brand
have the
manager.
Bandwidth. Yeah, I don't have the bandwidth. That's the thing, Dr. Ken, though. We're all brands.
Yeah.
Whether you own it or not, when people hear Dr. Ken Harris, there is an associated feeling.
Of utter hatred. I can't stand him.
It doesn't matter.
Nope,
what
not
matters
at all.
Is that.
Not at all.
What matters, because here's the thing. That's what's wrong with society now. We cannot accept someone not either agreeing with us or not liking us. I'm okay with it. I used to not be.
Really?
I would internalize it. I'd be like, you know, I was a people pleaser. I was codependent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just had to have people
right.
like me.
Right.
Now, especially as a talk radio host.
I gotta say, not to interrupt you, that's a pretty powerful thing to say. That is a clear reflection of self-leadership and self-awareness.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It takes a lot. I mean, because... You know, even when I had the, if we're going to be unfiltered, even when I was co-hosting the morning show on our sister station, you know, that's not part of the onboarding process, is to kind of condition you to be prepared for, you know, people, the listeners and viewers that use the keyboard courage.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, part of self-leadership in any, you know, position or any career that you work in.
Right.
The biggest liberation, the biggest peace that you will ever create for yourself is when you stop caring about what other people think about you. I cannot even articulate the peace that it gives you.
I can't even change the stuff that's wrong because I've already accepted it. So I don't know how to help.
Exactly. So yeah, well, brand management, that's also a part of it. You have to be okay with not everybody's going to like your brand or not like you, or they're not going to light up when they see or hear your name. That's okay. It gets problematic, though, if somebody says Dr. Ken's a pedophile, or Dr. Ken is, you know, then you're coming for my character, and then that's where I'm going to sue you for defamation of character.
Did she just use those two words? Did she just use that word with my name? But other people don't understand. Watch this. You ready? It's not a. And I know we got to go to break, and you know Evan is banging on the window. Being a pedophile is not against the law.
Again, Dr. Ken, all I'm saying is, if somebody were to go on a show or any type of other public platform, or even if it got to the point where somebody was like, "Yeah, you know the streets are talking about you, Denise. You know you're a pedophile," I'd be like, "Okay." Where'd that come from? Once I find the source,
right, it's on.
I'll see you in court.
It's on.
Yeah, I'm not about to fight somebody and be screaming and embarrassing myself. No, I'll see you in court for defamation of character.
And I've also found that people tend to not fight, get angry when it's the truth. I mean, when they know that it's a lie. Like the fact that I know it's a lie, why am I arguing with you? Like
I know we got to go to break, Dr. Ken, but here's my thing. I don't care about it, there is a line that you will cross when it gets to that point.
Right.
Like I had really quick. Actually, I'll tell the story when we come back. But I did inform a lady one time, and I had witnesses because she was telling people that I was having inappropriate relationships with her former husband, and I was like,
former.
But she made it seem like they were still together.
Wow.
And so I told her, and there were witnesses. If you say that again and it comes to my attention, like it just did, I will sue you for defamation of character. But you know what the killer part was, Dr. Ken?
What?
As I'm saying this to her, and I looked at her and I said, and I will win. I will win. Trust and believe. And it trust me, you are picking the wrong person.
And so
I
let
will
me guess.
Win that case.
Let me guess. She never said anything.
No, she did. And I told her, if it happens again, I will sue you for defamation of character.
Wow.
And guess what? Never heard it again.
Mm.
I was like, oh, I'm not here to fight and embarrass myself. I'm not reducing my character to your standards. But if you say it again and it comes back to my attention again, I'll see you in court and I will win.
Yes, ma'am. You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered, 620 WTMJ and 101.7 The Truth. She's Denise Thomas. I'm Dr. Ken Harrison. When we come back, I don't know what's in store. All I know is I got my brand.
We got some great topics, y'all. You do not want to miss today's show. And let me fix the camera for everybody who's watching, because I know you're probably like, why are we seeing Denise's half of her face? When we come back, we're going to jump into some hot topics, including Milwaukee Public Schools' lead issue. Mm. And what we need to be doing as guardians or parents of our future leaders to make sure that they are testing negative as we navigate this lead crisis in Milwaukee. We'll be back.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
We are back. You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered. I am your co-host, DT Denise Thomas, along with the intellectual, articulate, eight-syllable word utilizing Dr. Ken Harris.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was dancing. I
saw you. I didn't want to disturb your groove.
Sorry, I heard.
All right. So here it is, Dr. Ken. It's time to talk about something that is. And you know how passionate I am about this subject.
That's why I'm not saying a word.
No, we got to do this together, Dr. King.
No, we're going to do it together. But I know once you get in your lid and the babies, it's like, I don't know, why am I here?
There's so many things I want to unpack with this particular topic. But, you know, it's one thing to talk about the realities of the lead crisis. You know, when the NPS uses the soft terms like it's an issue, it's a challenge. No, this is like a pandemic. This is a crisis. And before we get into, you know, what's happening right now.
Right.
Let me just remind us, Dr. Ken, on why lead testing is so significant. First of all, if you are not familiar with lead poisoning, that's why Dr. Ken and I are here for you. Here's a harsh reality regarding lead poisoning. If and when you hear or read headlines around the crisis in Milwaukee and you're like, huh, first of all, lead poisoning, it's a silent threat. You can't walk into a room and smell it, taste it, hear it. Your senses, it's a silent threat. So that is the first part that makes it terrible. The second is there are no immediate symptoms. So you could very well have students from the time that they started kindergarten through, let's say, eighth grade that have not demonstrated any immediate symptoms. But what's crazy and what's so disgusting and sickening about this, and this goes back to the systemic racism challenges that are the fundamental root cause of this. Lead poisoning impacts brain development. It impacts behavior, especially regarding socialization with other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And it negatively impacts the overall health. So, Dr. Ken, brain development, behavior, cognitive skills, social interaction, and your overall health. And this is as a child. So you're basically telling me that we live in a city which has the largest public school district in the state of Wisconsin that is still talking about, well, we're working on it. And in the meantime, you've got long-term effects on our future leaders, our babies, our students, brain development, behavior, and just their overall health. Now, the only way, and these are for all the parents that are listening, the only way to know if your child has been exposed to lead is through testing. It's just that simple. That's the only way. But the good news is that there are very fast and even free lead testing pop-up clinics in the state of Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, thanks to the Milwaukee Health Department. So the Milwaukee Health Department is stepping up. They're taking action, and they're bringing what I would describe as critical, vital health sources to our community. And when I say our community, yes, I'm specifically talking about the most highest populated demographic in Milwaukee Public School District, and that is Black kids.
Yep.
I don't understand why we continue to be reactive. No, seriously, Dr. Kane, I'm trying to understand why we continue as both a city, a county, a public school district, and a state when it comes to the lead crisis, that we have continued to demonstrate reactive actions versus proactive. And so that's why we got to take ownership back, because obviously the people that are making the decisions, the board of directors, I can't talk about the new superintendent. It's not fair. She's been in her position how many days now?
A week and a day.
Yeah, it's not. But I will say there's a level of prejudice, considering that the same board of directors who has failed MPS, in particular the educators, the students, and the parents for the past decade and then some, that we're going to have to take this in our own hands, y'all. Get your babies tested, especially if you have a child or if you have children under the age of 6.
Yep.
If you know a parent that has a child or children under the age of 6, tell them about it. Tell them to tune in to this show. But definitely have them contact the Milwaukee Health Department and go get their babies tested. It takes a village, y'all. And the village sometimes is not going to be relying on the people who promised you that they would protect and educate your babies, because that's not happening. We're going to have to take this into our own hands, y'all. I'm tired. I'm tired of the reactive actions from so-called, you know what, go ahead, Dr. Kim, let me shut up.
But we've got to know, and I know we got to take a break, but we've got to know that with all the old buildings, the old houses, the old schools, they use lead paint. It's like, mm-hmm. You know this already. So what I would expect to see, if you're going to test, well, first of all, there's got to be an easier way to test. We got assistants, we got paraprofessionals, we have librarians, we have school counselors, we have nurses, we have teachers, we have assistant principals and principals. Can one person just do a random check around the building and see if there's lead in the building? And if there is, we got to mitigate it. Now we got it. Can we move forward and just start and I think I said it this the other day. They've got about, what, 4 or 5 schools, buildings mm-hmm. that aren't being used. Mitigate those buildings first. Once you mitigate those buildings, transfer kids from other schools to those buildings, mitigate those buildings, and then send them back. And then send a new set of kids and keep doing that. Is it going to take a while? Yes. But at least we'll be doing something. I don't see a plan. I mean, the first day the superintendent did is she went to go eat lunch with kids. What? Okay.
See, I wasn't going to go there because I'm trying to just not be prejudiced and give someone the opportunity to make an impact. Going back to your earlier point, there has been acknowledgement from both the state of Wisconsin as well as MPS.
Right.
That lead paint exists in buildings that were constructed before 1978. Now, when lead paint was banned, you still had, to your point, a number of schools that had lead paint. So banning it, it's kind of like, okay, well.
It's not like they disappeared the next day. You knew it.
Now, in the most recent news, at least 4 Milwaukee public school students have tested positive for lead poisoning, which is, and here's, see, this is what I'm saying, Dr. Ken, which then prompted the what? Reaction.
Yep.
And the reaction was inspecting and cleaning up schools, to your point. But again, it was a reaction. It was a response. And so, you know, that for me, I'm done. I can't trust y'all with my kids.
So
I just can't.
So I'm going to take a break, and I'm doing it on purpose. One, because we have the time. And two, because when we come back, I want to hear what Denise Thomas has to say. Right? You ready?
It's not going to be nice. So if you're looking for warm and fuzzy.
No, no, no. But I don't want you to say anything before, because I'm sure your face will give you away when I say that's just, and this came from Evan. So if you want to destroy anything, it's Evan, the producer. And it was a absolutely phenomenal comment that I had not thought about. If you think the lead is bad, what about the pipes? You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered, 101.7 The Truth and 620 WTMJ.
This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
I'm Denise Thomas. She's Dr. Ken Harris. I couldn't help myself. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. She's Denise Thomas. We are Truth Unfiltered, 620 WTMJ and 101.7 The Truth. Lead in pipes, I had not even... I just never equated the two. So if you build them into houses, they're probably going into schools too. Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of this following statement that I hear from a lot of MPS alumni. Let me not say a lot.
I know what you
mean. A significant number. And I'm sick of it, and I'm going to respectfully ask these individuals to not ever say this out loud again in front of a group or room full of parents, educators, and students that are currently in MPS. I hear this, and every time, Dr. Ken, I literally want to just get up and walk out. Yep. And I want to be passive aggressive with it and put my finger up like we do in the Black Church. Put my finger up and be like, I'm out. Well, you know, I'm a product of MPS,
right?
And MPS schools are good. I'm a product. When did you graduate? 1992. Then shut up. 1992.
Yep.
That's like 33 years ago. It's outdated. And it's a distraction to the focus when your response or reaction to a lead crisis that is part of systemic racism. I don't see too many predominantly white schools in suburbs dealing with lead crisis.
Well, that's because they rebuilt their schools. We didn't.
Exactly. But here's the thing, though. We could say, well, why? Well, why? Well, why? Because, again, those schools are predominantly white. These schools are predominantly black. That's just it. It's called racism for a reason. And so, especially when they look like me, when people that look like me, you know, they're on a platform, Dr. Ken, and they'll say, all MPS schools aren't bad. I'm a product of MPS. I graduated from such and such school in 1989. Be quiet.
Well, it was only
35 years ago. Congratulations that you're having such a wonderful life and career as a result of your MPS education. But we're not talking about you or your 30-year-old outdated perspective, because as of right now, our babies, and, you know, like I said, it's such a silent threat.
Yep.
And my op-ed in all of this, Dr. Ken, is simply this. If you have a child that is currently attending an MPS school, especially if they're under the age of 6, get them tested. Do not wait for whatever extended reactionary efforts that, you know, MPS, because now MPS is checking all the schools for lead hazards. This was as of 3 days ago, Dr. Ken. Really? 3 days ago?
And don't
three
wait.
More
don't wait for the school to have that Saturday program again so that you can go take your kids to the health department. Get them tested as soon as possible.
And I'm going to give you some information on how you can do that.
Yep.
But let's just look at this. And this is especially for those people, again, I'm a product of NPS. I graduated 28,000 years ago. All NPS schools now are being checked for lead hazards. That, according to WISN, that was three days ago.
Correct.
As of a week ago, three more, that means additional NPS schools have closed due to lead paint. And you have all these parents, and rightfully so, that are expressing, Dr. Ken, their concern because, again, lead access to lead poisoning, it is a silent threat to your child's brain development, to their cognitive skills, all that.
Yep.
What are we talking about? Like, why is this, you know, and so going back to your original point, Dr. Ken, first of all, you can contact the Milwaukee Health Department lead team. They have a lead team. So, Dr. Ken, how many cities do you know that have a lead team? That just tells you the significance of this. Okay.
Unfortunately, because many of these schools were built in the 50s and 60s, there are a number of cities that have quietly developed lead teams that are going around with certified lead renovators to check all of their schools. They're doing it a little more quiet than us. But I have to correct you on one thing. Those three kids that tested positive, it's now four.
Okay. You didn't have to use the word correct, Dr. Ken.
I mean, I'm over here giving out wrong information. I mean, in terms of.
Then just use the word update.
The fact that.
Updated.
Well, I use my word.
You're like, I'm correcting you. Word. I didn't say nothing wrong.
I didn't say I corrected you. But hear what I'm saying, right?
You got to see my face. Everybody's like, yes, you did, Dr. Ken.
When you go in. Okay, so there are only three, right? And you think, like, okay, so we got three. We can, and then you pop up, boop. Oh, look, there's another one. And now you're thinking, okay, so what about the people that didn't get tested? What about the people that haven't been tested yet? You know, and it almost feels like that COVID, right? It's one, then it's three, then it's four, then it's eight. And next thing you know, yeah.
Okay, on our truth, or I was going to say, sorry. What's our talk and text line, y'all? I've got like 50,000 radio stations in my life right now. What's it called again? I want to make sure that I acknowledge.
You got 855-616-1620 and 833-212-1017.
Evan, what do we say again? What is it? Siding Unlimited. Thank you to our incredible producer, Evan. So on our Siding Unlimited
talk and text
line, which again, to Dr. Ken's point, is 855-616-1620. A valued listener, and thank you for sharing this, sends a text saying, Dr. Ken and Denise, I was in nursing school in public health rotation in 1972, where we were doing lead testing on children. My question is, and man, when I tell you this is a great question, this is the question of the year, okay? My question is, from our valued listener, how is this still being a problem 53 years later? And she put, or they put, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Whoever this listener is, amen to you, underscore, high five, totally agree. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When, like, these people who talk about they graduated from MPS in 1994 and how is this still a problem? And you said that to say what? Congratulations, you graduated from MPS and you're doing great. That's not what we're talking about. So thank you. At least I know I'm not alone. Thank you to that valued listener for sharing that. And again, we want to hear from you. You can text. We prefer you to call in because we would love to hear your voice. 855-616-1620.
And it sounds like what happens is, and I don't know the chemistry and the physics of lead, but I know if you disrupt it, then it moves and it flows through the air, right? So we had, you know, we were like, you know, quiet kids, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s. You was in school and the teacher looked at you and you, huh, what? Okay, I didn't know. There was not as much disruption. There was not as much, and not in a negative way. There wasn't as much movement. But over time, I can only imagine something that's caked in lead is going to start to become a little powdery and break up. and the particulates are going to get in the air, or you're going to be playing, or the taste of that paint. You know, it's just weird because you knew this for 30 years. Mm-hmm. When you found out, there should have been a mitigation plan in place the next day. But it's like no harm, no foul. If nobody tests positive, we're not going to do anything.
And see, that's so I know we probably have to take a break, but let me just say, finish this before we move on to our next topic, because I really look, Milwaukee, it's time for us to take ownership of this. OK, if there's one lesson I'm learning is that our current government, they got to go back to the lab. They got to go back to the lab because the whole governing system at both a local, state, and national level in this country, as far as I'm concerned. So in the meantime, go get your babies tested. The Milwaukee Health Department has an entire lead team. You can contact them directly at 414-286-2165. The Milwaukee Health Department is making it easier. And see, that's equity, because equity is not equality. Equity is when an underserved or marginalized, traditionally marginalized community, not having access. And so the Milwaukee Health Department is setting up pop-up testing facilities in Milwaukee public school neighborhoods. They are going
right
to the neighborhoods. Thank right goodness. And so please contact the Milwaukee Health Department. They have a specific number for their lead team. It's 414-286-2165, where you can find out where these lead testing pop-up facilities are located. They will be in an area that is high risk, which is basically Milwaukee, providing universal testing as a way of effectively identifying children that are at risk. Do that right now. Tell somebody that you know that has a child or children in MPS, whether they're, here's the thing, even if they're 10 or 11, get them tested, because the earlier that we can find out.
Yeah.
But seriously, because from 2018 to 2022, this is according to the Milwaukee Health Department website, nearly 1 in 10, Dr. Ken, 1 in 10 Milwaukee children under the age of 6 had a blood lead level at or above the Center of Disease Control, also known as the CDC's reference value of 3.5 UGDL. I don't know what that means, but it's not good. Mm. And so this is the time where, because in Milwaukee, and one of our listeners also shared, which I think was a great point too, that lead can also come from a home. The lead can also come from home a lot, or living in rented homes that are not necessarily in the best of repair. And if they are repaired, proper techniques are not used to minimize the lead exposure. Yes, that's correct. And so 88% of residential housing in Milwaukee, guess what, Dr. Ken? 88% of residential housing, mm-hmm, whether you rent or own it in Milwaukee, guess what, was built before 1978.
That is correct. Amazing. Amazing. She's Denise Thomas. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. You're listening to...
Don't wait on the government. Don't wait on them. Take ownership of your life. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest. Go ahead, Dr. Ken. My bad.
Hey, you're just being unfiltered.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered, 620 WTMJ and 1017 The Truth. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. She's Denise Thomas. So we've been talking about this lead, and so you mentioned something, the UGDL. That refers to the micrograms per deciliter. It's pretty low.
I knew you would know, Dr. Ken. I knew you would know. He's a nerd. I love it.
The CDC says 3.5. A blood level of 5 or above is considered elevated in adults. Children, 3.5. it leads to, and I was okay, you know, I heard lead and it sounds so innocuous. And then they said the neurotoxicity of low-level lead exposure can cause stomach aches, irritability, fatigue, in severe cases, seizures, coma, and death. Brain function, brain development, especially in children, I'm like, this is a five alarm fire. And we're acting like you kicked over a cup of milk.
Well, you know, those black students, they're so problematic. They don't have discipline nor structure. They have, you know, single parent family and just domestic issues. And it's just, you know, oh, my heart goes out to those black children because they're just so problematic. Oh, but we're not going to talk about the lead. We're not going to talk about how that impacts.
Well, it'll get
a child's
fixed.
Behavior intentionally.
Right.
Reacting versus parents. See, Dr. Ken, he's intellectual. He's brilliant. He's going to give you, I can give him any acronym. He's going to say, well, that right. Me. See, I'm Evansville, Indiana. So I'm going to tell you right now. Do not wait on MPS. Do not wait.
Wait on anybody.
On anyone. Any government. Go get your babies tested. You know what? Even if you don't have children, this is because it takes a village, Milwaukee. Tell somebody, you know what? I know you out here working hard because I was a single mother. I know it's, phew. I will take little Brian or little Kelly to the lead testing facility on your behalf. Let's do that. Because I'm tired of reading the statistics. I'm tired of hearing MPSA. Well, we're still a good school district. I'm tired of like the leadership failing our babies, our students. So let's just take matters into our own hand. Go get your kids tested. And again, the Milwaukee Health Department lead team, you can call them to find out based on where you or you know an MPS student is living. Call this number, 414-286-2165. That is the Milwaukee Health Department's lead team number. They can answer any questions you have. They can clarify anything that you want clarification on, but do not wait on MPS. And just so you know, Dr. Ken, mm-hmm. Medicaid covers lead testing.
Okay.
So most insurance plans, including Medicaid, cover lead testing.
City of Milwaukee does it for free.
City of Milwaukee does it for free.
No reason why you can't get it done. But the weird
get your
part.
Child tested.
Here's the weird part. And I know we got to go to break and we got a hard break. When your child walks into the school, they're literally walking. They may be walking into a contaminated space for years. Mm. But unfortunately, my experience at my age, because you always be calling me so old. Me and Methuselah was talking about it a couple of days ago. And until the majority of white kids get sick and then we try to fix it, then it'll get fixed. But as long as MPS is that 48% and ain't quite cracked the 51% of students, it's going to be this. Yeah, well.
Either go get your kid tested or look at homeschooling. Okay, that's it. That's my unfiltered truth. What are we talking about?
Either
get your child tested or homeschool.
Yep.
And make sure that the homeschooling is in a residential building that was built within like the 21st century. Please. Mm. How about that?
I mean, can you imagine selling?
Waiting on these folks.
And I know we only got about a minute or so, but can you imagine selling your school based on the fact of when it was built?
Mm.
Oh, y'all can come to my school and learn because actually when you remember it, yeah, you'll actually remember it tomorrow too because you won't have any threat of lead in your, really? And they've known this for decades. Nothing.
Decades.
Decades.
30, look, the listener that said I was back in, what was it, 78? Come on now, what are we talking about?
Yep. You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when we come back,
we both
we're
going to
get into, man, you know, I told you whenever we talk about NPS, we're going to get into language control and censorship under the Trump administration. Yes, the Trump administration has put in another executive order specific to our First Amendment right of free speech. You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken Harris and DT Denise Thomas. We will be back. Stay locked in.